Chapter 18. We Are Better Together. I was living my dream again. However, this time, it was at a next level. Running my own business, where it was down to me, was never on my agenda. I was happy to put the work in. I was much more comfortable with someone else taking the lead and having the overall responsibility of the company or business. I was used to being a part, not a whole. This was a huge step out in faith. I remember someone saying, "Work smarter, not harder." This was my step up. I could not do this alone. I needed help, insight, and wisdom from those who had gone before me. And when I look back, I can see that God had prepared me for such a time as this. I had a taste of this during my Tupperware days of running my own business. I had been in sales all of my life. Actually, we all are. I was passionate and had believed in all of the products I had sold over the past years, as they made people feel better and added value to their lives. It was time to be brave and courageous and step up to new levels into the unknown. I had to see the unseen and give it my best shot, because this was ticking all my boxes. The business would work around my family and lifestyle. It would give me the flexibility to be full on at work in the hours that the family was at work or at school, and full on at home outside of that. With my first course firmly in place, I had 6 months to get my website done, to get branding sorted, to be clear on who I was serving and what solution I had for their problem. All from a standing start with no idea how. I had never had so much fun. It was messy, engaging, challenging, and inspiring. This was my calling, my thing, my lane, my piece of the puzzle. While there were so many things to overcome, I had complete peace in my heart. And God had blessed me with Kev, Lynette, Debbie, who helped me with my branding, and Unati and Leah, who helped me with my website. They were all amazing and got me going. I started coaching students, friends, and connections. I was introduced to Bark.com, which was the search engine for the potential clients. They advertised heavily and saved me the extra work of marketing, so I could get on with doing what I do best, helping people get moving and they're stuck. I was running a national business online and in person before COVID hit, another incredible blessing, as God, once again, had gone ahead of me. The business flipped into online seamlessly. To my surprise, the results coming out from those who were on the screen were equally phenomenal. I knew my gift was face-to-face. However, I was skeptical that I could achieve the same connection through a computer screen. How wrong I was. The results were and continue to be just as good. I thoroughly enjoyed lockdown in February 2020. The people I loved the most were all at home, and I got to spend quality time with them without having to rush off to work, school, or activities. Kev and I continued to work. He was an essential worker, and I worked from home. We got heaps done on the property, all those round-to-it jobs, deck, built, sorting out the garden, painting. And we got to meet the neighbours at 2 metre distance. We baked cookies each week and dropped them off to everyone's letterboxes, with an encouraging letter and offer of help for anyone who needed it. It was a real time of community and connection, of kindness and looking out for neighbours. Arthur was in his last year at high school. Martha was in her first year of exams at high school, and Jasper was preparing for a mission trip to the Solomon Islands. I relished this time with all of us together at home. I knew it would soon pass. I grew my business from local to national that year and invested in a mentor. I joined AMP Gold with Dr. Benjamin Hardy following his 30-day challenge in January. He's an outstanding organisational psychologist who spoke into my heart and mind. I love how he takes scientific concepts and makes them sense of them with some really practical applications. He is open, honest, and vulnerable, sharing his journey as he goes. He honours those who have gone before him and gives him credit for their work. He passes his wisdom and insight on. It has been an absolute joy to have been under this man's guidance for the last 3 years. I also invested in Project Next, Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins' course on helping others create courses online. This is where I met Alison Carey, a fellow English lady living in New Zealand. From this, I came to Chris and Laurie Harder's wisdom on making money. Here I met Dale Sheehan and Melissa Jones in breakout rooms. We were all wanting to build our businesses and make an impact. The first time I met Dale, I burst into tears. She asked me why I didn't want to use social media, the best free marketing tool on the planet. I realised for the first time that the real reason was fear of the backlash from my ex-husband and fear of what people might say. I still had some heart healing to do. What a fabulous eye-opener that was. It was time to take action, one step at a time. We got together and Girl Power, a mastermind for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, was born. We show up every week. No one pays us, no one leads us, and we journey together. Wow, what a journey of discovery and adventure that has been. We have navigated how to love and manage elderly parents well, written books, launched non-for-profit businesses, podcasts, speaking engagements, and TV show contracts, to name a few of the key milestones during our time together. All testimony to the fruit that comes from being in the room, honouring and being there every week to give our best and serve each other well. Arthur left Lindisfarne College, one of the top boys' schools in New Zealand, at the end of 2020, having given his all. He was the highest-capped first 11 hockey player and had captained the team for 2 years, the first year jointly with Samuel Porter Samuels. He led Oswald House in his final year as sports prefect. He was one of the 12 boys in New Zealand accepted to Smedley Station, New Zealand's top agricultural cadet training farm, for the coming year. And on 5th of January 2021, he left home. Jasper married Aaliyah in September 2020 and also moved out. We had gone from having three fabulous teenagers in our home to one in less than 6 months. Martha continued with her studies, horse riding and hockey. It was all go. Everyone was living their best lives, carving their own path and going from strength to strength. In January 2021, a rather brash man came across my radar. He was a loud, over-the-top American named Pedro Adeo, who was all in for the Lord and business. Kev had suggested that I look into the material before, as he felt Pedro was a good match for where I was in the business. I hadn't been ready at that time. The wisdom challenge that Pedro hosted in January blew me away. I was all in. In fact, I have been all in with Pedro ever since. Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Pedro Adeo have added a great amount of value to my life and business. I love their honesty, openness, their wisdom and insight, the raw truth they speak, their vulnerability and humility. Absolute gold. I have caught far more than they have taught, and the teaching is exponential. And from here, I started to coach internationally. It has been all about relationships, showing up and being in the room, week after week. This has been a journey of discovery and adventure in itself. Reflect and reframe. Growing up, changing schools, homes, cities, and locations doesn't lend itself to creating deep and meaningful relationships. Yet that is exactly where the gold is. I am super grateful to have stayed in one area for my children's school age years and for them to have been given the opportunity to build long-term friendships and relationships during those school years. Dr. Caroline Leaf has recently shared some statistics on the importance of friendships and how deep, meaningful relationships are as important to your health and well-being as being a non-smoker or of optimum weight or fitness. The important relationships we have are the ones with God and with ourselves. When we learn to love ourselves for who we are, when we stop looking at the problem and start seeking out the possibilities, when we give ourselves grace, we then have the capacity to truly love others in this world of peace and rest and love. My goodness, it's so good. When God looks at us, he doesn't see our faults. He sees our potential and our next step is towards more awareness and awesomeness. I have never been as happy, content, or fulfilled as I am now. I remember when I met Kev saying, "If this is good as it gets, I'm done." And every day it gets better and better. I'm so pleased I said yes to Jesus, as all of my yeses have flowed from there and have produced more and more fruit. It's been crazy. We love because he loved us first. 1 John 4:19 NIV. The more I travel this wonderful journey of discovery and adventure with God, the more blessed I become, the more intimate the relationship, and the more opportunities I get. I am in love with this life that I now have. I have God's voice in my heart, Jesus' mind in my mind, and the Holy Spirit in my gut. They encourage me, lift me, help me, guide me, protect me, and most importantly, love me and want the best for me. I spent 40 years looking for love, trying to feel valued, appreciated, and find a place where I belonged. My relationships with myself and with others have dramatically improved as I have learned to listen to the right voices in my head. Dear reader, it took me that one invitation before I said yes to Jesus. My first step was to go with a friend to church to see what it was all about and whether it was for me. I encourage you to ask a friend if you could go with them to church to check it out. Have an open mindset. Go more than once. It took me 6 months before I started to settle. I so desperately wanted to be loved, accepted, and feel like I belonged. And while I looked at all the weirdos around me on that first day, I oddly felt at home, like I belonged. I couldn't explain it, and I didn't need to. All I needed to do was to keep showing up for me. I knew that there was something in that that my 40 years or 48 years of searching had not found. You don't have to be saved to go. You don't have to be clean and tidy with your life in order to go. Gosh, they're such fibs. Anyway, I encourage you to go as you are and see what comes. I love the fact that church is filled with the most diverse group of people, from CEOs and business owners to those who come in as gang members, homeless, or battling addictions. He will guide you in the right direction. Churches are a little bit like restaurants. You may need to taste a few to find your favourite, the place that you can call home. If you are looking for a place, I highly recommend a local church where we can gather together with other like-minded people who are keen to learn and grow. It is the key to visit a few places, to go more than once so that you can find the right place for you. Kev and I are part of Redemption Point Church here at Havelock North, New Zealand, under the leadership and guidance of Cliff Cherry and the eldership team. And you can find Redemption Point on www.redemptionpointchurch.net. We are blessed with a double portion, as we also come under Graham Cook and Dion Fansale as the international regional facilitators for brilliant, actually it says church here, but it's communities now, based in America and all online. Have fun finding your local church family. And here's the link for a phenomenal worldwide family in Brilliant Church. So www.brilliant.church. Enjoy. Call to adventure. I thought the last call to adventure could be short and sweet. Jan Billings, founder of Kingdom Adventurers for Teachers and Parents, and you can find her at kingdomadventurer@proton.me, shared this little experience with me a couple of years ago. I have since had all the joy of giving this to the Year 13s as they play this game at Lindisfarne. Whether they believe in God or not, they can all hear his voice. Please take a moment to check if you were to say your own name, can you hear or see it in your head? Most people can hear the quiet voice in their head or see their name. This is how God speaks to me, in a quiet voice in my head. Okay, Now we've established that you can hear, let's have some fun. Are you ready to play a game with God? Number one, ask God what game he wants to play with you. And I encourage you, whatever comes into your head first, just go with it. And then number two, ask him why he wants to play that game with you. And again, whatever comes into your head, just run with it, even if it's a game you don't know. And number three, ask him what he wants you to learn from playing this game with him. And again, just let it flow. Enjoy the insights he gives you and the joy that comes from this. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12 NIV.